As Arabian music blares from a radio perched in a village window, U.S. soldiers cautiously approach the village elder. The rest of the unit takes up positions in the surrounding tree line. If it weren't for all the trees, it could look like a rock and sound like a rock. That's the idea, says U.S. Army Major Christopher McKinney.
Shakes, insurgents, you see villagers, or as we refer to as civilians on the battlefield, you see media on the battlefield, you see the language barrier exists, the cultural aspects of head of household, respect for family members, civilians on the battlefield getting in the way of what you're trying to do, perhaps, not on purpose, but potentially just living in their village, and all of a sudden there's a big fight here.
But just like the bullets in this training exercise, this is not a real Iraqi village. Or battle. Welcome to West Point, the U.S. Army's premier military academy along the Hudson River in New York State. It's an institution of higher learning and ground zero for training future officers in the new challenges of fighting an insurgency.
The cadets will have to then also deal with the enemy while trying to protect the civilians.
Captain Ryan Morgan served in Iraq during the initial invasion in 2003. Now he is a training instructor. Morgan is also a West Point graduate who went through the academy at a time when the military was still preparing to fight a superpower.
We've had to change the focus of our training away from the Cold War era static offense-defense type of fight to the more non-contiguous, asymmetrical fight that we see now in Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom.
Instructors here say almost all current West Point cadets will serve a tour of duty in Iraq or Afghanistan during the course of their initial five-year military service. Most will arrive there less than a year after they graduate. As officers, these cadets will eventually lead soldiers into battle, or in some cases, into a trap.
Begin the 12 o'clock!
R2!
The training here is designed to, when the cadets react, or when the cadets take action, we try to have a realistic reaction for whatever it is they do, because that's often the case in theater.
Helping the Army create those realistic reactions are translators and actors, for whom the Iraq War was not a simulation. Sami Sawa fled from Basra, Iraq in 1992. Since the war in 2003, he's been back and forth as a translator and consultant. Now he plays the part of a village sheikh and gets paid by the U.S. Army.
I want them to learn how to deal with Iraqi people, how to deal with Iraqi custom. Don't talk to the lady. Don't shake hands with the lady. Don't do like that. Don't go and bother the sheikh. You have to respect the sheikh of the tribe or the mayor of the village or the city. Take care of the people. Be nice to them. Always smile to them. They respect you.
This training is also the time and place for instructors to reinforce battlefield ethics, prompted in part by the recent allegations of rape and murder of Iraqi civilians by U.S. service members.
We require the cadets to go through the full investigation, just like they would with the sworn statements and everything. So we treat situations out here doing training the same way we would in that theater.
This is all a new kind of training that is evolving as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan continue. Veterans returning from those battlefields, where the bullets and bodies are real, pass on their knowledge to these cadets under the old military mantra, the more you sweat and practice,
coming down, stop.
He's coming down. He's right behind that white tree.
The less you bleed in battle. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, West Point.